First of all, I just have to sing the praises of the staff of all of our hospitals, Miller Fillmore Suburban, DeGraff, Children's, Buffalo General, the Gates Vascular Institute. Staff has made an extraordinary effort to get into work, to stay there, to take care of the patients. We've had full operating room schedules. We've had full cardiac procedures being done, complex surgery, a full newborn intensive care unit at Children's. And the staff's just been remarkable getting in and staying with the patients. I think the message to our staff is as long as it's safe, is to make every effort to report to work, because these patients need them at their bedside.
Now, you've had a high level of emergencies in the ERs in your hospitals for today. What's been happening?
Well, we've had a full operating room schedule at each of our hospitals where people who had been scheduled to have their procedures done, we wanted to make sure if they were there and that we have staff, which occurred most of the time. We were able to do the procedure and take care of the patient. We did, I think it was 40 or 50 cardiac catheterizations. We did like 60 surgeries at Children's. So we've all been working to make sure that those services go in and are uninterrupted. And we do it as a team, and we do it across all of our sites. As far as the emergency rooms go, they have had a steady flow of patients coming in, be it for falls, sprains, breaks, as well as just regular medical conditions and things that have said that they're sick enough that they had to come in to get checked. And the staffs in our emergency rooms have been there. We've been taking care of people. I think the biggest challenge is just the logistics of once care is complete, they have to get back home. They have to get to the pharmacy, so we're trying to assist in those areas.
Now, although you said many employees have been able to make it in, you still want to make sure that you're able to be covered. I'm sure maybe perhaps some of the shifts have been extended. So many people may live in those areas where driving bans are in place and they can't get to work.
Well, the places where there are driving bans, they can, with their ID under an emergency, be able to, generally speaking, I understand we can traverse those areas. So, for example, when I was over at Children's early morning, one of the nurse managers was telling me from the cell towns that she brought in four or five nurses. They showed their badges, and they got through the road closures to get into Children's. As long as it's safe, as long as they have the proper clothing vehicle and they make the effort, we're hoping that they can get through the closed roads to get to the hospital to be able to staff.
And I understand that you've been helping out a little bit, too, driving people if they're in need.
Well, I'm on the call roster for any support that's needed. I've been making rounds at the hospitals, been making sure the wonderful leadership teams in place at each of our sites. They're doing a remarkable job with our physicians and with our staff. And I'm very proud to say that services for our community have gone virtually uninterrupted.
As far as you know, have there been any storm-related deaths reported at any of your facilities?
I'm not aware of any. I think that's probably something that we would be better able to in the days to come.
Well, Mr. Caskey, thank you so much for the update on what's happening at Kaleida and all its hospitals. We really appreciate it.
Good. Thank you so much.